Yeah, no, it shouldn't be that bad to edit.
It's going to take 45 minutes for that motherfucker to load in my editor so I can cut off the fucking end. Holy shit. Oh, it's a good thing I got a fucking massive hard drive for it. I want to see how big it is. That's ridiculous.
That's funny. 1 terabyte recording.
It's 17 gigabytes.
That's impressive.
It's 16 hours, 55 minutes, and 47 seconds.
That's fucking impressive, bud.
Oh. This is why shit doesn't.
This is why we don't have nice things.
Actually, why? Fucking. It makes a lot of things make a lot of sense, though. I was wondering why my fucking computer wouldn't. Still recording, that's why.
Yeah, no shit.
That was fucking 7, 8 o'clock last night.
Oh, boy.
I wonder if it was picking up the microphone sound. Cat fucking yelling throughout the night.
Meow.
Your random fucking screech.
You're gonna find out.
Alright, I'm gonna fucking flip it as soon as it goes dark. Face.
Or I could get like some more of these. These are cool.
Oh yeah, a little beard comb.
Yeah, with a bottle opener in it. So they make great beard combs, but they're kind of a shitty bottle opener.
Imagine it looks kind of thin and flimsy.
It's not that it's flimsy. It's just like where it's placed on that sheet. You got to keep like bending it back.
Oh, yeah.
I have to fuck with the program a little.
Oh, would you make it?
I had them made, yeah. Actually, that was a different guy's company. But yes, those are from Wack Customs. Shout out to the boys over there. Fucking, you want custom shit? Wack Customs, custom axles, custom exhausts.
And beer.
And promotional beard combs. That was one of the ones that didn't have their logo on it. They laser etched the logo into them. It was pretty cool. Ugh. And my phone's already fucking acting up. Jesus. Come on, I gotta grab a charger. I'm bringing it with me. These beautiful things that I got. I got that song stuck in my head. Fucking horrible. I want 3. Even you. I don't know how people wear this shit for a living.
Get me to lie.
Hmm?
Get me to lie.
Who to what?
All the time.
Dude, it's taking me like 20 minutes to stretch the collar out on this thing where my neck is. Still not quite right. Thank you, Bobo, for being a wonderful battery source.
Get a new time doesn't
what
doesn't always stay connected. Dropped it.
No, they do that.
Yeah, get rattling around.
Knock on wood, I don't think I've dropped one.
Mine, I would try to like adjust my headset and.
Dude, I don't even know how you manage that. Those batteries, fucking. I mean, every time I slap one of those suckers on, I'm like afraid that I'm gonna get my finger in.
Well, because I would grab it as it was part of the headset. Most certainly not.
Oh yeah. Like just fucking kitty corner it or like
yeah,
you know what I mean.
Or try to grab it and like pull the back of the headset down, and it would just like flap off.
Yep. Yeah. But those magnets on those things are fucking no joke.
Yeah, they're pretty good magnets.
They're fucking awesome magnets.
Golf was
real fun.
A little more often. I'd have stayed longer, but my fucking headset was dying.
Dude, mine almost died twice. Fucking, it was a good thing I left when I left at like freaking 11:30 because both my Bobos were like done, but my headset wasn't really charged up when I hopped in there. I was already at like fucking 12% when I came in.
Yeah, I forgot to charge my fucking battery from between the playing earlier. I forgot to plug it in. Headset fucking only about 75% charged.
Good job, Glenn. I'm experimenting with my blends some more.
Oh yeah, what you got now?
This one's still the cherry and chocolate, but I added buttered rum to it.
That'd be pretty good.
It's really good, but the cherry's just so strong that it kind of like scent wise overpowers everything, but you're getting that little bit of buttery flavor at it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a flavor thing, not a smell thing, because everything just smells like fucking cherry.
Yeah.
And then I ordered another one. I ordered a big freaking 8-ounce bag of it because I ordered a 1-ounce bag before of this stuff, and it was so goddamn good. I powered through it in like 2 days. I was like, oh, this is real good stuff. That was like a good all-day smoke, not just sit down and relax with a cup of coffee and be like in the mood. This was just like light it up and like, I'm gonna go to work. Walk around like a fucking ship's captain. Walking around like the fucking Gordon fisherman.
Selling fish sticks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one's good. I like this. I didn't even open the stage or anything.
I think I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh. So, what else is going on?
Fucking sinus problems.
It's getting to be that time of year, bud.
Yeah, no, it fucking sucks. Like, whole side of my fucking face is bullshit.
Yeah, I got the grass is turning green over here.
Yeah, it's been rainy. I don't know, most of the week, so it's fucking kicking everything up that's been fucking sitting all winter and collecting.
Yeah, I don't know about that. It finally just stopped raining here, and there's this thing in the sky. I'm not quite sure what it is, but when I look at it, it hurts my eyes.
Alien.
It's an alien?
Alien.
It makes everything real bright outside. I don't know what it is, but I feel like I haven't seen it in 6 months.
That's accurate.
Mm-hmm. I actually had to find my sunglasses. Actually, that's a lie. I was looking for something else, and I found like 4 pairs of sunglasses.
Found your fucking...
Yeah. I found just like a fucking, no, it seemed to have, I found the place where the sunglasses accumulate is what really happened.
Makes sense. I can't keep up to save my fucking life.
I don't know. I do this thing now, like these. I ordered 4 pairs of these for $40.
Oh yeah, that's not bad.
And they were really nice. Like they weren't crappy.
Not bad at all.
I imagine they are crappy, but the lenses are nice.
Yeah.
They're still like cheap rubber, plastic, whatever.
I'm cheap though. I can't pay a bunch of money for shit like that because I'm either gonna break it or lose it.
I don't know. Ones I got on now are like, they're not super expensive, but they're still like $80 sunglasses.
Yeah, see, to me, that's super expensive.
They're not freaking Panama Jacks.
Yeah, well, then you get that far, and then it's just ridiculous.
Yeah. See. Yeah. Well, the Panama Jacks are good, because they got, like, the lifetime warranty, so if the lenses get, like, smudgy or scratched up or whatever, you just send them back.
Oh, yeah. I know, still, it's a lot to me for some damn sunglasses.
Yeah. Although their warranty department isn't nearly as comical as anywhere else, because my parents found a pair, like, next to their dock, and they were, like, covered in barnacles and shit. So they sent them in.
That's funny.
Yeah, and they're like, no, your warranty doesn't cover this. It's just like old, beat up fucking... They've been sitting in mud for fucking 3 years.
What would have been better is they fucking left all the barnacles on and then just replaced the lenses, sent them back.
Yeah.
That'd have been beautiful.
It would have been funny. Yeah, fucking shit's weird these days.
Oh,
I'm making
for sure.
Big moves.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Not at liberty to discuss right now, but maybe later in the week I'll have more news.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Hopefully good developments. Send positive vibes.
I'll send them all. I thought you was going to tell me you were just going to move from that chair to the one to your left.
No, the one to my right.
That's a pretty big move.
Yep, that's a pretty big move. Nope. Ugh. Not looking forward to this wake, dude. That's gonna suck.
They always do.
Ugh. And it was one of those things that was, like, super unexpected.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Was my favorite gas supplier. Like, the solidest guy. Like, it could be after hours and be like, shit, I'm out of this. And you call him up at 9:30 at night and he's like, hey, what's going on? Fuck, dude, I got to put in an order after hours and freaking see if you can get this out to me first thing in the morning. It's like, dude, don't worry about it. I'll throw one in the back of my truck and drive out right now.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's always nice.
Yeah. But it was just like the dude that was always fucking above and beyond. Don't know.
Hate to hear that. That's rough.
Yeah, he was only like 40.
Jeez. What happened?
I don't know, man. I don't even know. I heard he got sick and they put him in the... He dropped him off at the hospital and he didn't come out.
Huh. Ain't no good.
Yeah, ain't no good at all. But
I can't wake up this morning.
No.
Mm-mm.
Get some coffee in you?
No. I don't drink coffee.
You gotta get some coffee in you.
I'm a weirdo. Drink coffee. Drink coffee if it's really cold out.
This is it might be a New England thing, but we drink iced coffee in the middle of January, bro.
Look at that.
You know? It's a freaking snowstorm outside. Everything is closed, and you can freaking foot and a half of snow on the road, and you can drive over to Dunkin' and get an iced coffee. Because it's the only place that's open.
I've never been much of a coffee drinker, but it fucking makes me sweat. Anything hot makes me fucking even hotter. Get all sweaty and gross.
I don't know. I have to be in the mood for real hot coffee, but like my ideal is slightly more than fucking room temperature.
If I'm gonna drink it, I'd rather it be hot. As soon as it gets under like a fucking certain temperature, it just tastes like ass.
I don't know. I want mine like 100 degrees, 110 degrees.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
Yeah, like slightly more than hot tub temperature.
Yeah. Anything less than that, and it's just not right.
I don't know. Mine's less than that right now, and it's still pretty damn good.
Ah, you're just telling yourself that.
It's not as good as it was, you know, 20 minutes ago. I will admit that, but it's still pretty damn good. And then, well, my nieces and nephews got me the Yeti cup.
Yeah.
Like the Yeti coffee cup for my birthday. And, dude, the first thing I did was I took the lid off of that thing and chucked it. Like, that thing keeps coffee too hot.
Yeah, like, they work. Damn sure do.
It works too good. I brought that thing ice fishing with me with the lid on it one time. And I walked from the freaking where I parked the car out there, left it sitting in the snow for like half an hour, came back, burnt my mouth. I'm like, this is too much. There is such a thing as too much of a good thing.
Yeah.
And everybody's hating on these white girl Stanleys, although I'm starting to like them.
Go and get you a pink Stanley.
No, I got a navy blue one.
Wow.
And I will tell you what, you put cold water in the thing, it's cold for like 2 days.
That's good. That's what they're for. Shit. Better work. Much as they fucking charge for them.
I think they're like, what? $50?
It's a cup.
I don't know.
It's a fucking cup. Good. And it's $50. That's.
Yeah, but it's going to last forever. Yeah. I still have my big freaking Stanley thermos from 1935 that was like
grandpa. Yeah, that's cool and all, but it's a cup for $50. The motherfucker better work as intended.
Sure enough.
That's all I'm saying.
Just watch me spear myself in the face with this thing.
Yeah, it was kind of funny.
Thanks.
Do it again.
No. That almost went up my nose.
Lobotomy.
Yeah. Fucking, I could go for one of them.
I think we all could at some point.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be opposed to it this very moment.
I could go for one of them right now.
Just a small one, you know, nothing crazy.
Little baby lobotomy.
Yeah. It's like a half lobotomy.
I don't know why we got rid of those.
Oh, I don't know. Something about jabbing your fucking frontal lobe with a knitting needle is just not ethical.
Yeah, but we can still do it for, like, life in prison people.
That's fair.
You know?
I always feel like we should use them as test subjects anyway.
The, what is it? The habitual sex offenders?
Yeah, it's like prime fucking candidate right there, boom.
Mm-hmm. Ta-da! Poke! Done.
They should use to, like, test out fucking weird medicines, too. And I don't think people would complain too much.
I don't know.
Like, I think most people would be all for it.
I don't know. Don't they chemically castrate some of those people anyways?
That I don't know.
I thought they did.
Couldn't say.
I wouldn't doubt
Jamie,
it.
Jamie, Google that.
Google. I'm not putting that in my search history. You're crazy.
I don't know. I like that new law that they passed in Texas, though.
What's that?
So, if you go drunk driving and you kill somebody...
Oh, yeah, you have to pay the child support if they have kids. Yeah, I love that.
I fucking love that. I am all about that. Not only do I want that for that, I want that for freaking any freaking murder.
Yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Totally support that one.
Mm-hmm. All about it. And then there's a new thing going here, though, they're working on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a suit with one of these fertility doctors.
Oh, yeah.
That apparently ladies who were, you know, going to get inseminated. There's like 2,000 people out there that are his.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. So he was using his own samples.
Wow. That motherfucker's trying to create an army. That's what's going on there.
Well, I don't know. Calling me Elon Musk.
And I was like, holy shit, there's some interesting talks going on in the podcast right now. That's why this is a podcast.
Right? We've been going down some rabbit holes.
Dude, mm-hmm. Glorious. I just got done making some breakfast. I woke up a lot earlier, but I try to do some of my other shit first, then I eat breakfast. I need to do it backwards, but it is what it is. But yeah, made me some nice eggs, caramelized onions, some salsa, had a strawberry, and then an egg McMuffin with crunchy peanut butter. Fucking spread on that. Nice and wholesome and balanced. Fuck, I derailed your guys' conversation. Continue.
But anyways, they're trying to put a law in place because it turns out that that's not illegal.
Really? That's surprising.
Yeah. Yeah. Holy and the crap. Only reason they found out about it was because this dude and this chick were dating, and then something, long story short, they found out that they were half-siblings.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
And then they started going into it, and it's like, yeah, there's thousands of these. Under
that's
this
so,
one doctor.
That's so fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it is up here. I don't know about your region of the country, but that's a joke about the South.
Yeah, I know.
That's my joke about the South for the day.
But you're thinking Alabama or Arkansas.
Majestic.
We don't do that
Alabama,
weird shit here.
Arkansas. I sure love my mom and pop.
So you missed it when we first started below. I was getting all my shit set up, my Streamlabs to record. So I was playing Showdown last night with Zergen, and I was recording, you know, obviously. Well, I guess when I got off and went to bed, I didn't turn off the recording. So I now have a fucking 16 fucking hour long recording that is not only 16 hours long, but it's also 17 gigs.
Oh my god.
Of just nothing.
Of his cat screaming randomly.
That's majestic. Probably. It just depends on if my microphone was picking up or not. Which
right. No, you had your stuff set to the wrong mic this morning, so it probably did.
That's kind of what I was thinking. It was probably picking up that. But I'm not going to sift through that shit and fucking see, cuz I don't have that kind of time. That's ridiculous.
Right? That is gnarly, though. There's an app where it'll auto-detect, like, if you have sleep apnea and you're snoring and trying to make sure you have good and healthy sleep patterns, and you leave it charging on your desk, and when you're ready, right before you pass out, you just hit go, and you'll wake up, and it'll know when you wake up, and it'll stop, and it'll let you know how many times you woke up in the night, and if you had any type of wheezing or coughing, and when it does, it'll show you, like, the recordings, the audio recordings, so you can hear it. It's real intriguing shit. Has a whole dynamic, like, data analysis. Yeah, it's really wild shit.
Yeah, there's ones you can get on your phone that you do that. They'll pick up every little thing throughout the night and then make a report in the morning.
Right.
By the way, happy St. Patrick's Day to one of our favorite ginger beards.
Is it? Is that what it is? St. Patty's Day today?
Oh, God. Velo doesn't even know what day it is.
I don't even know what day it is. It's Sunday. I know that. It's the 17th? Maybe?
Yes.
It is. I'm actually right this time.
Oh, 10 points for awareness.
For those of you listening to this, happy belated St. Patrick's Day.
Ah, I missed it. Shit.
You guys will have missed it.
Damn it.
Yeah, because this won't go up for probably 3 weeks. I think I have 3 episodes still to put up.
All right. Oh, boy.
I've been falling way off on that. So I've just been stockpiling them.
That's not about you got them, though. That's what matters.
Yeah. Yeah, I think 3. 2 or 3, anyway. This will make 3. And the way he goes.
I lost my lighter. I had one.
Rub 2 sticks together.
I'll rub my stick on you.
Bet you will, you fucking weirdo.
Oh, we lost the Velo.
Yeah, he said be back. And then he was gone.
His eggs are trying to run away.
Probably.
You want my chair?
No, I can't sit.
Okay. Yeah, but I ordered 8 ounces of this Lane Q1. And it's kind of like a vanilla stuff.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Nice.
I like that one. But it's very mild. You know, it's not like some of them you spark it up and you're like, this tastes like I sucked up a campfire, like that heavy, aggressive fucking smoke.
Yeah.
And this one's just like poofy, if that makes sense.
Not much.
It's not like, if we were comparing it to wood, it's not like a heavy oak. It's like a freaking pine. It's a balsa of smokes.
That makes sense. Yes.
That's the way my brain's going. That's the way it's going today. We'll see what happens tomorrow.
Wooden charcoal.
Yeah. Oh, I got one that I hated that was supposed to be so good. That's like charcoal. Oh, I don't know how that shit was so bad. I don't know how they sell that.
Now everybody was going nuts for it, too.
Everybody was going nuts for it. You couldn't get it. And I finally got it. So like,
Because there's somebody out there that thought it was so bad like you did, they just started buying it up so no one else would have to smoke it.
Fuck, I hope so. Or there's that one sadist out there that really likes it.
He just loves hurting himself.
Yeah.
That's what he has. Yeah. He has like a pipe lounge and he just gives that to everybody that comes in to hang out.
Yeah. And they never come back again.
Right. That's how you get rid of people.
Yeah. You look like you laid an egg. Yeah. Oh. Freaking Mrs. Nasty's got some sciatic fucking problems. So she looks like she went down to pick up something and it's like she's fucking sitting on a toadstool.
Nice to meet you.
Looked like she was trying to lay an egg.
Just trying to make breakfast.
Yeah.
That's all. Thought you were hungry.
Yeah. Doing them squats, them heavy squats. Now she's yelling at me.
Something like a morning workout. Egg laying and whatnot.
So what's new in Dark Shade Land?
Oh, absolutely nothing. Really. Nothing at all. Tired of working.
They still working in depth on weekends?
No. No, I finally got what? This weekend, last weekend, and the weekend before. Finally got off. And I think that first weekend I still had to go and do something.
You just didn't go.
No, I just don't remember. I want to say it was late at night.
Yeah, you did.
I don't fucking know.
I know you did.
Shit's all blurred together
that
anymore.
That was the night of the incident.
Oh, yeah, it was. Yep. The fucking the Battle Royale.
The Battle Royale.
Shit. Those people are fucking idiots.
I love how the other two just sat there and won the Olympics of minding their own business.
They really did. And it was great. It was like the best thing I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
They just could not be bothered.
That's the... You look at this and you go, I don't get paid enough for that. They just go back to what you're doing.
Now, I went and told them, the fucking management, that they need to give those two a raise.
Yeah, right.
Because of all the shit that was going wrong that particular night, those two fucking glorious idiots were just working away.
Yep. That's the building on fire, and you're still just going.
Yeah, I think everything's fine. We got to finish this.
Whatever.
Might as well keep going.
Yeah, whatever.
And as concerned with production as management is, they should have saw that and been like, holy crap, these guys are golden. Let them go.
Oh. These two glorious bastards.
Oh. And they were. They were literally one pallet length away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was it. Literally, like, yeah, what's that, 4 feet?
Yeah, four and a half, somewhere around there.
And never missed a beat, just steady stacking. But usually you have the opposite problem, where everybody fucking stops and nothing gets done for an hour.
Yeah, it turns into a world star moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. These two just... keep on plugging away.
It did, too. It was great. Gives me some hope for humanity. Just a little.
Yeah. I woke up yesterday, and there was freaking cops on the road in front of me, and there was one of the neighbors, like, shirtless in a pair of basketball shorts. I'm assuming he was a neighbor. I don't know who the hell it was. And he's, like, up against the car in handcuffs. I'm like, ooh, I didn't even hear sirens. This is good.
Sounds like a party.
Yeah, I'm like, what the heck is my neighborhood turning into? Yeah, don't know. But it was still fun to watch. I walked out here with a cup of coffee and a cigarette. Took every ounce of strength in my body not to go get my Bluetooth speaker and start playing Bad Boys.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I'm just watching this all unfold, and the background music in my head is just going, whoop, whoop, that's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop.
And the song that was going on in his head was, man, motherfucker, the police.
Yeah.
As they're slamming him up against his car.
Well, that's almost as good as when we first moved in. The house across the street was, like, vacant.
Yeah.
Or in probate or whatever. Yeah, so nobody lived there. Nobody lived there for like 8 months. And I'm up here on a nice afternoon just like this, and I'm hanging out with my buddy, having a few beers and bullshitting out on the porch. And it starts to get dark, and All of a sudden, we hear knock, 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 knock at the front door of this place. I'm like, what the hell? And it was around the same time there was a dude just going around town in a Halloween mask knocking on people's doors. I'm like, oh, it's the masked knocker.
That's funny.
And then all of a sudden, I see a flashlight in the backyard. I go, there's two of them. And I see another flashlight and another flashlight. I go, holy shit, there's four of them. So it keeps on knocking for a while. Knock, 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 knock. I'm like, what the hell? A couple of them step out into the under the streetlight, and I look, and they got big vests on that say agent. And I'm like, oh. So I'm up here with the Bluetooth speaker playing the Dog the Bounty Hunter song. So I can yell it at them. Going, hey, man, keep on knocking. Eventually, you'll just wear your way in. You know?
Don't take a whole lot.
What's your problem? I'm like, you want to hear the funny part? What? And I'm like, nobody lives there.
They're just knocking away.
They're knocking at a fucking empty house.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yep, nobody lives there.
Nobody ever accused them of being smart.
Yeah, and if they were looking for the guy that actually lived there, I hate to break it to you, but you're a little late. Because that dude died. So it was super funny.
It's hilarious.
I was freaking crying. I'm like, should I call the cops just to see what kind of fucking ruckus this makes?
Oh, that would have been great.
Yep.
Call the cops on the fucking feds.
I don't think they were feds. I think they were the bail bondsmen.
Oh, yeah.
I think they were bounty hunters.
Not very that's good fucking bounty hunters if they don't know the house is abandoned.
Yeah, I don't know, man. But that's why I was up here playing the dog theme song.
That's great.
Yeah, I was crying, laughing. They were in like, it was in like a freaking Chrysler minivan. I'm like,
they're trying to blend in.
Yeah, they're really fucking blending in. They blended in pretty good, I don't know. But until they turned all their fucking flashlights on at the same time.
Bell enforcement, open the door.
Mm-mm. Didn't even say nothing, just kept on knocking. Knock, 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 knock.
Some people are fucking idiots. Really no other explanation for it.
I thought about doing that as a side hustle for a while.
I did too. Yeah, uncle was a bounty hunter for like 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
I used to help him fucking repo cars sometimes. He had like a fucking...
I got no problem with that.
Nah. I'll kick somebody in the knee. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Give me an excuse to carry a taser around. Fuck yeah.
Well, here you have to have a carry license to own a taser.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about that here. I don't know if you do or not. I wouldn't assume so because... Fucking
yeah, you guys are
rednecks and fucking are all about their weaponry.
I was gonna say a redneck state.
Yeah, really is. Like
yeah,
and we can get away with a lot of stupid shit here that makes no sense.
I myself am a little redneck, but I've come to prefer the term Appalachian American.
I think you mean hillbilly.
Appalachian American. Thank you very much.
No, it's straight redneck down here.
Yeah. Yeah. Hillbilly and Appalachian American are, I assume, interchangeable terms.
It's so redneck down here that the mullet has been making a comeback for the last 5 or 6 years, and I fucking hate every bit of it.
Oh, yeah. That's a thing.
I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every other fucking high school kid's got just a mullet. They think they're hot shit. Like, dude, all you're missing is a fucking T-top fucking Trans Am and a fucking short sleeve flannel shirt. Sleeves ripped off. And you're set.
Don't you make me go get my freaking cut off flannel shirt.
Do it.
Don't make me do it. I'm already dressed up. I can't do it.
You just put it on over it.
Mm-mm. no way, bud.
And then they'll put like curls in it, and it'll be like a Jerry curl mullet, and it's the fucking worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that helps to restore your faith in humanity real quick.
Hell yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, and they're sitting there. They're in their bat in their Trans Am, freaking cranking American Badass.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. Drinking PBR because Bud Light is on the docs list.
Except now it's like one of the new Camaros that their dad bought them or some stupid shit.
Yeah.
Little fucking V6. It's a Camaro.
I don't know. Even the new freaking F-150 or F-350s have got the V6 freaking diesel in them.
And some of them are bad, pretty badass motors, even for being like a V6. Like, they're good motors.
Yeah, it's a V6 diesel.
I mean, it ain't no fucking big block or nothing, but...
Yeah, it's weird, though, because my buddy's dad just got one. We went for a ride the other day. And, like, you don't even get the whistle or nothing. All the fun's out of it.
Yeah, that's wild. I didn't even know there was a V6 diesel.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like it's this year's F-350 or something.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it was weird, man.
It just keeps getting smaller.
Yeah. I don't know. We're going to be like England soon. Freaking. Yeah, we got a V12. How many liters? 1.3. What do you mean 1.3? 1.3.
It's in the back of a fucking Miata.
Yeah, 1.3 liter V10.
Wait, can you convert that, please?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure there's Harley Davidsons out there with more CCs in it. I'm
pretty sure mine does.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
That's... It'd be like a little fucking... One of them little smart cars with a fucking big block in it.
My stepbrother had one of those that had a Hayabusa turbo in it. They put like a freaking 2000 Hayabusa in it.
You know, I think I've seen that.
It was insane.
It was fucking scary.
It was definitely scary.
Like, I couldn't imagine. Homeboy
could do. It was funny because Homeboy could do donuts and just be outside the lines on a parking spot.
I believe it, because them cars are only about, what, 5 foot long? If that.
It was pretty freaking short.
Like,
I'll say like maybe 7 feet overall.
Yeah, they're not very big.
One flew out. But yeah, I don't know, man. That thing was sketchy though.
106 inches.
So much. 106 inches. So 110 is 8 feet.
Yeah, right about 7 feet.
Yeah.
Little sleepers.
Dude, this thing was a sleeper if you didn't hear it. But hearing the thing come up the road, you're like, what the fuck is that? And then you're looking at the smart car.
Hayabusas are pretty loud, too.
Yeah. And then he sold that and got the exact opposite. He ended up selling that and buying a real Humvee, not even an H1.
I'd love to have one of those.
He said it was great.
As long as you don't drive it.
Yeah, it was great, but it was vastly impractical.
Oh yeah. Absolutely they are.
He loved it for towing stuff.
But they're cool as fuck.
He loved it for towing stuff.
Yeah,
you put a trailer on the back of it, you're 80 miles an hour on the highway and forgetting that it's there.
And you're getting negative 4 gallons to the mile.
Yeah, exactly.
4 miles to the gallon, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
They sure do look cool.
It was weird looking under the thing, too. Because the lift on those is like, it's true lift.
Yeah.
So for every inch of freaking clearance that they get, it's actually individual stacked gearboxes. Like there's a gearbox on each tire.
Yeah.
It's kind of silly because if something goes wrong, you got to put a whole new gearbox on a freaking axle. But I don't know. It was cool.
Yeah, they are. They're cool looking cars. But...
Are you chewing on your mic?
No, I'm tangling it.
You're tickling it?
Yeah.
This is an ASMR podcast now?
Yeah.
Should I be sitting here giggling?
There you go. No, it's got some tangles in it, and it was bothering me. I was trying to do it as quietly as possible, but I don't guess that worked.
It's okay. The tangles were bothering me too.
Well, good. Now they're gone, and they'll bother no one.
Excellent. I don't have to hear them anymore. Too many of those tangles really, really messes with the audio quality.
Yeah, sounds so much better now.
Yeah, the sound can go through in a linear line instead of having to go through loops.
Oh no, they're still loops. They're just not tangled loops.
Okay, got it.
Only one man. I don't know what you expect from.
You had one job.
And it is
to keep stacking these pallets.
Yep.
You did an exemplary job at this.
I need to get them boys a cookie. Have a fucking pizza party.
Fuck it. How are we going to solve these ongoing morale issues?
Pizza. Dude, as often as that's the answer, it's fucking ridiculous.
Should we give everybody bonuses? No, pizza.
They don't even get wings. Like, it's just pizza. They just get, like, one of every kind.
Yeah.
There's always, like, that one pizza that nobody touches.
Yeah. Plain cheese.
Yep. Sits there the longest.
By the time you get it. So, but you see the guy that's actually tapping into it and like, oh, poor guy.
It's just because he got there late and that's all that was left.
Exactly. You instantly know that's the case. Poor
joke's on them. I carry a bag of toppings with me. Just pull out a bag of fucking pepperoni and sausage and just sprinkle it on.
Yep. Keep a cheese sandwich in my pocket. Keep a grilled cheese sandwich in my pocket.
Pocket cheese.
He's making them at night, I know it.
Yep.
No, I'm not.
All night.
Freaking Shane Gillis. That dude is hilarious.
Oh, I watched that movie. What was
which one?
The one you was talking about the other day. I can't remember the name of it.
Oh, Ricky Stenicki?
Yeah, that's the one. That shit was fucking hilarious.
I was crying.
Yeah, it was better than I was expecting it to be.
Yeah, it was definitely pretty good. It was better than I was expecting it to be. Otherwise, I wouldn't have said anything.
Yeah, it was good. I liked it.
Yep. The imaginary friend gone way too far.
They need to just...
The notebook that's basically a fucking character sheet.
Right.
With all of the lore.
And then they would all use him for different shit and not tell each other, so it threw in just extra complications.
Yeah.
And they need to just
He's doing research on the background of the characters of people that are there.
Yeah. Knows more about their friends than they do.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking crying.
They just give that man his own fucking... his own free reign to do whatever the fuck he wants, because that's when he does the best. Best shit.
Yeah.
He's pretty burnt up, and it's great.
I don't know. The one where he was singing in the bar was my favorite part. He's just rebooting all of these songs into masturbation songs.
And it didn't have to change much. That's what's fucked up about it.
No, it's just the lyrics. Just a line here and there.
Oh, yeah. I want to know who was laying in bed one day and come up with that whole fucking idea and had to fucking come up with the specific songs that he picked.
Oh, buddy, I don't even know. And you know there's got to be more that got cut out.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to see the fucking blooper reel.
Oh. Well, there's a lot of good movies like that. I watched one that was actually based on a true story. But it was... it's called The World's Greatest Beer Run.
I know what you're talking about. I haven't seen that. But I see clips of it all the time.
Yeah, it's called The World's Greatest Beer Run. And it's actually based off a true story.
Yeah, dude went overseas and fucking delivered them all beer.
Yeah. Yep. He was a merchant marine, you know. So all he did was, you know, outfit on these ships. And he had access to go to Vietnam during the Vietnam War and find all of his buddies and give them beer. So it's just this dude taking off across the freaking Atlantic out of Boston to freaking... go deliver beer to all of his buddies. He just takes off with a freaking rucksack full of beer.
It was completely full.
Yeah, completely full of beer. I don't even remember what brand it was, though. I want to say it was Pabst.
Yeah, it was Pabst.
Yeah. Which I have somewhat of an appreciation for.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like Pabst. But it's got to be real cold. I had a policy for a long time that if you handed me a Pabst, I would throw it back at you. But eventually, I've just come to the conclusion that this is just real cheap beer. So you get what you pay for, and it's not that bad.
Could be better. Could be worse.
It could definitely be worse. And it's even endorsed by VR Velocity.
Don't touch my PBR.
Mr. PBR himself.
While he's not fishing.
Yeah. While he's sitting next to a river, not fishing.
Bird watching, some goofy shit.
Mm-hmm. Notorious for goofy shit. Oh.
I think it's why we all click so well. We're all notorious for goofy shit.
Yep.
It's kind of our whole shtick.
Don't know.
I do. I'm telling you. That's what it is.
Okay.
So now you know.
No, we had the other day. Somebody was talking in the shop, and I'm on the other side. And, it basically was, I work with a bunch of R words, and you just hear me across the shop going, Timmer! Timmer! Timmer? Timmer, 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 Timmer!
Like, walk over.
No. I was like strapping down a truck at the loading dock. Yeah. Just hear me screaming from outside. Well, if it helps, I was also wearing my my special hard hat.
makes it better. Just really sells it.
Yeah. For those of you not in the know, I got yelled at on a job site because it was a hard hat required site, and I didn't have a hard hat. So basically the safety guy comes up to me and goes, I'm required to tell you that you need a hard hat in here. And I looked at him and all I said was, well, then you've done your job. And then he just kind of stared at me for a while and I just like dead-eyed him. And he kind of eventually wandered off. And I went, well, screw this dude. So I ordered a Jackson Safety cowboy hat, hard hat, and 2,000 rhinestones.
What?
Yeah. So I ended up I basically bedazzled this thing. It's fabulous.
Our safety guy's missing a finger.
Yeah, it's fabulous now. I think most safety guys are missing a finger. I think that's the reason that they make them safety guys.
It 100% was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like there's some kind of safety guy initiation. You have to, like, pop off half your finger.
Yeah, because they don't trust them to do anything else. So they put them in charge of safety. I ask me how that works. I don't know.
It don't work well because... But it's very safe around.
Most places, but.
And least of all.
Yeah.
That is legit how he is up there doing that. Like, here.
Yep, because they can't fire him because he hurt himself. Nope. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how that works.
So, like, when he's pointing and stuff, he's half a finger.
Yeah. Don't know, man. That shit gets goofy after a while.
Life's little ironies.
Always. Always irony. Ah, coffee. Love it. So coffee. Much coffee. Coffee.
Me, I might have to get some kind of caffeine soon.
Yeah, dude, what's up with you?
I don't know.
Go get one of them. Get fucking yourself a rain or something.
Fucking didn't sleep worth the fuck, so I was like up and down all night. Having some toothache problems.
Well, we were having this discussion earlier how you and Velo have swapped roles.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we're going to have to start scheduling your wake-ups on Sundays.
You might have to.
Oh, fine. I don't care. I'll do it.
So I got so fucking just so out of whack working every fucking weekend. Now that I'm not, I'm just, like, staying up late as shit. Fucking waking up late as shit.
Oh. Well, I was in another VC last week. And I was telling them about the wake-up dialer, how it's free and you can do it online.
Yeah.
When they don't ask you if it's your phone or not. One of the guys is like, give me a link. So I posted him a link, and he goes, I have been getting so many spam calls. So he just started going through his phone and scheduling 2 a.m. wake-ups for all of these spam callers.
That's one of the best things I've ever heard.
Yeah. He's like, all right, who else needs one? Let's fucking sit here. He's just like going down his shit list, fucking scheduling 2 a.m. wake ups for people.
That's great. Oh, that's fucking great.
I was crying laughing.
We have a company wide address book.
Oh no.
And so it has everybody's, like, if they have a company phone, it'll have their company phone number, but it also has, like, their office extensions and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I kind of want to do that shit to some of them.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I kind of want to really bad now that I have that idea in my head.
Well, if you're listening to this, folks, we know why Darkshave got fired.
probably very accurate.
Just did.
They'll never know it was me.
Yeah, unless they listen to this.
They don't listen to this.
Yeah, nobody.
They need another excuse to hear my fucking voice.
Why? They like listen to you all day anyways.
No, that's where you're wrong, buddy.
They don't listen to you all day anyways.
They don't fucking listen to me ever. Yeah. And I'm constantly in a state of I fucking told you so.
There.
Like at least twice a week I have to have that fucking conversation with somebody in management. Like, well, I fucking tried to tell y'all dumb motherfuckers. But here we are again. No one listens.
I tried to warn you.
Dude, like it's bad. Like I never in a million years would have dreamt that I would have been telling people this shit constantly. Mm-hmm. And I'm not one to like gloat, so it bothers me that I even have to say it.
Yeah.
But I also have to prove my point.
Fair.
So I think a 2-3 o'clock in the morning wake up call would be quite sufficient to remedy that problem.
All right, fair enough. You can also schedule like all kinds of messages underneath. There's different ones.
It's going to be the most irrelevant out-of-pocket shit.
Oh, you can do like a birthday one. There's all kinds of them. They're all linked at the bottom. Just give him another one that's like happy quinceañera.
They would freak the fuck out and not know what the hell's going on. And I'm here for it.
All about it.
If I can inconvenience those that inconvenience me, I'll be happy man.
Oh, I've created a monster.
It's the little things in life that, you know, make it all worth it.
Creative.
Just gonna go down the list. Because
nobody wants to be hungry no more. They want mayonnaise and chocolate.
I'm playing the long game with it. I'm gonna go down the list and do it. And then within like 6 months, they're all gonna be talking about getting these weird fucking calls at 2 a.m. And I'm just gonna be like, yeah, that's crazy.
Are you gonna do it alphabetically?
Nope.
No.
Completely random.
Should do it alphabetically. Give a little hint.
No, because I don't want them to connect any dots.
No dots. No clues. No Easter eggs. Nope.
It's just sheer inconvenience. I'm not trying to prove a point. I'm not trying to get a message across. I'm just trying to be an ass. That's it. There's no other purpose to it.
Chaos reigns.
They've crossed the line. There's no going back.
An agent of chaos. I think I need more mustache wax. My shit's not, like, sitting right. Maybe not. There we go. I've fixed it. I have remedied the solution. Don't know. Maybe? Maybe not. We'll see. Anyhow. Dun 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 dun. Trying to figure out what the heck I want for lunch. Oh, I'm gonna be in that part of the state. Cool. I can go to the Dewdrop. I will look vastly out of place, but I can go to the Dewdrop.
Dewdrop Inn?
Yes, sir. The most prestigious wings establishment ever.
Now, one of my favorite fucking foods is some good wings.
Dude, this place has like 250 different kinds of wings.
Damn.
Yeah, it's insane. That's all they serve. Well, that and drinks, but...
Yeah, they kind of go hand in hand.
You would drive by the place and you would never even know. Like, it's cool. It's just a weird little... Literally, it's like in the side of a mountain.
The hole in the wall fucking place, dude. Those are usually the best places.
It's literally, it's like it's blasted out of the side of a mountain. Like, it's just big rock face behind it. There's like eight parking spots, but it's a little biker bar joint. I'm all about their wings, dude.
Yeah. I like some fucking wings, man.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited. That's probably one of my better ideas of the day.
I can support that.
I need more caffeine.
Yeah, me too. Me too, buddy.
I'm working on brewing another pot here. Oh, that was a good back crack.
Matter of fact, I think I may just cut this little shindig short so I can go get caffeine.
Go do your caffeine, dude. I'm going to sit here and have a smokerino, and then I got to get my ass on the road.
It's a good chat.
Good little guy.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
But still sitting here waiting for Metro VR.
Yep, it's coming.
The trailers have dropped.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
I'm really hoping it's not one of those things that I get all hyped up for and then go, this is bullshit.
Just hoping it's not another Ghostbusters.
Well, I wasn't going to say that, but you put it out there.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks.
I tend to do that, you know. You've known me for how long?
Yeah, I know. But still, I wasn't going to say it, but you went there.
I got to be that guy.
That's all right. It. But if this is crap, it's going to ruin the entire fucking series for me. Granted, the pancake version is always going to hold a very fond place in my heart.
If it makes you feel any better about it,
don't judge me.
Looking at the trailers, it's comparable to like Half-Life Alyx, which is an amazing fucking game through and through.
Hmm.
So it has a lot of, like, I have a lot of high hopes for it.
I have very high hopes for it.
Yeah, so...
I have very high expectations.
We'll see how it goes.
But then again, like, my VR gaming has fallen by the wayside. Like, I went to play mini golf last night, and I lost that controller. I don't know where... I forgot where I left it. It took me, like, fucking 30 minutes of hunting around the house before I found the thing.
Yeah, I've been trying to get back in the groove of shit, too. I haven't really been playing a whole hell of a lot at all the last few weeks.
Yeah. Maybe it is,
like,
what it is.
Like an hour a day, if that. Yeah.
It is what it is. Life gets in the way, but still.
It does. What life finds a way.
Life finds a way. All righty. Well, I'll let you go.
All right, man. I'll catch you later.
All right. Good talk.